From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. We have a great show for you today. Later on, we are going to be joined by Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of presidential candidate John Edwards. She is a remarkably impressive woman.
Haircut.
And we're going to be asking her about the campaign and her role as a political spouse and mother.
Haircut.
Her battle with illness and...
Haircut. Haircut.
Anything else that comes up. But first, give us a call, play our games, try to win Carl's haircut. No, I mean his voice on your home answering machine. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ebony Moore.
Hey, Ebony, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Winston-Salem, the town that tastes good like a town should.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Ebony. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and the author of several books and audio programs that are all shamelessly promoted at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello.
Hello, Ebony.
Say hello to the woman behind the syndicated advice column Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Ebony.
And also a humorist and the author of the best-selling book On the Wealth of Nations, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hello,
PJ. Hi, Ebony. Ebony, with all the anti-smoking fuss, they made them take it off the NASCAR cars, off the Indy cars. Was there pressure to change the name of Winston-Salem? spinach grapefruit, North Carolina.
Ebony, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify. Or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Excellent.
Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Here's your first quote.
I'm a very well-educated, successful, intelligent person. Now, this is insane to me that I have an armed guard outside my door when I've cooperated with everything other than the whole solitary confinement in Italy thing.
That was a man named Andrew Speaker. He is now public enemy number one. A man who traveled all over the world this month, bringing what gift to his fellow travelers?
That would be the gift of tuberculosis.
Yes, the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. It was a typhoid Mary for the jet age. As a 31-year-old Atlanta personal injury lawyer, what else? Was told by his doctors that he had a particularly virulent form of TB and that he should not travel. And he reacted by taking more trips than Timothy Leary.
Really?
Now, there are a lot of alarming things about this story, but what is most alarming is that he was told, while in Italy, that he had to turn himself in to the Italian authorities and that crack Homeland Security agents would nab him if he so much as walked down the street. So he took himself on a merry jaunt to Prague and then Montreal, and then he drove across the border to the U.S., coughing on people, licking stamps the whole way. All the way home to Atlanta, TSA missed him again. He has since been transferred by private airplane to a treatment center in Denver, where they have determined that his tuberculosis is treatable. However, his obnoxious stupidity is incurable.
I mean... You know this guy, right? You see him at the airport. He didn't get his upgrade to first class, but he won't give it up. He's up there at the podium, 12 people lined up behind him, and he's just not giving it up.
You know what the greatest irony of the story is? The reason he didn't want to cancel his trip is because he had this wedding planned. He was going to fly to Europe with his fiancée. They were going to get married at a beautiful ceremony somewhere and then take this trip around Europe. He didn't want to cancel the trip. So he got married. Do you know what his father-in-law does?
Yes,
works CDC.
He is a tuberculosis researcher
at the CDC.
I love that.
So in a weird way, he instantly married into the family business.
How to impress the old man? Yeah,
exactly. All right, Ebony, you did a great job. Here is your next quote.
I think he'll make the race more interesting. He's got good ideas, and after all, he does put bad people in jail every week on Law and Order.
That was Republican presidential wannabe Mitt Romney offering his take on a man who, according to Politico.com and other sources, has decided to run for president and will announce this summer. Who?
Oh, wait. I know this.
You know this?
I do. Give me a second.
Okay.
The DA guy.
The DA guy. Think jowls. Think Tennessee.
Yeah, he's got jowls.
He does have jowls.
Humongous jowls.
He has statesman-like executive jowls. He's got...
They really are executive-type jowls.
Yeah.
Fred Thompson.
Right. Fred Thompson. Thompson's entry into the race is made possible by the lack of a particular kind of candidate among the Republicans. That is, somebody most Republicans do not loathe. Failing to find somebody who could legitimately be president, Republicans might well go for a man who at least can be relied upon to stand where he is told and face the camera. Now, Thompson, I don't know if you knew this, Ebony, he is a noted ladies' man. Cuts quite the swath in Washington circles, or used to, before he got married to a woman about 25 years younger than he. So he's got a lock on a good portion of the woman's vote in that he has personally dated 13% of the women in America under 40.
He's a ladies' man.
He is a ladies' man, which is surprising to some ladies I know, because he does not, shall we say, have the traditional good looks.
Oh, I don't know.
Really?
He's a major honk.
You think?
Oh, awesome. Come on, ladies. No? Oh.
You're not getting a lot of time. So he's sort of...
It gives me hope, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's the same.
Do you remember when he was, like, involved in the Watergate hearings?
Yeah, he was the counsel for the minority.
He had those, like, mutton chop sideburns. Mm-hmm. Oh, yummy. He's just got the donk, donk.
Okay.
All right, then. All right, Ebony, here is your last quote.
We're not going to lie about Kunal Shah. We love the fact that the eighth grader already has a pretty solid mustache.
That is CNBC's Darren Ravel. He was handicapping the field of competitors in a major competition happening this week. What?
The Scripps Spelling Bee.
Oh, you're so good. The Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee. Very good. This week, dozens of future public radio listeners gathered to compete in what has become one of sports' biggest events, a sort of Super Bowl for kids who always eat lunch alone. The Scripps Howard Spelling Bee. The finals were broadcast in prime time on ABC. Meanwhile, CNBC, in their play-by-play analysis, noted that Indian kids have been winning the bee a lot lately, making them like Kenyans are in long-distance running. Among the dark horse candidates in this year's bee, National Geography bee champ Matthew Evans, his favorite word is Bewusstseinslage, which is German for please somebody let me out of my locker. Carl, how did Ebony do in our quiz?
Peter, I'll be doing the message on Ebony's home answering machine because she had 3 correct answers.
Well done. Woo-hoo, Ebony!